Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on RadioMD or iHeart or wherever you downloaded us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. I hope you enjoyed 10, 20, A and B. They're the special on longevity, my 20th anniversary special. 52 times 20 is 1040, but 1020, because we always have a best of between Christmas and New Year's. So this is the 1022A, which is the news of the week. And we have, by the way, we have a great guest lined up for you today, talking about mesenchymal stem cells, protecting them and letting them produce their growth factors. Dr. Weish from Baylor and in Texas, and from Rice University. He is a Kuprick scholar in cancer research in the Department of Bioengineering at Rice University, as well as at Baylor, was our guest for 1022B, already recorded, so it's a sensational thing that you should turn into. And as usual, Persona Nutrition at mypersona.com is our sponsor. That's why I love doing these, because we have great guests, and they've just been a wonderful sponsor. You can find out more about them at mypersona.com, or take the free online assessment to find out about supplements customized just to you, to your needs. Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion to help you find what you need or don't need if you don't need anything. Today's news of the week, we have a story about celery juice. Many of you have written us and asked about it. It turns out their many health claims are false, but there are four proven benefits. One, it packs a huge nutritional punch. It's got 7% of your daily recommended calcium in one cup. 6% of magnesium, phosphorus, high in potassium, low in sodium, relatively low. It's got 189 milligrams. And it's got a bunch of other vitamins, including the one you may miss a lot, vitamin K. It also allows you to consume much more of the vegetable, that is, higher quantities. It has antioxidant and inflammatory properties. It is hydrating because it is 95% water, and it is low in sugar. So those are the benefits, the true benefits of celery juice. Now, the second story is a longevity is the next disruptor story of the week, and it is a scary one. We're now looking forward to vaccines, but one of the things that this story showed was that there is an antibody that cross-reacts with the spike protein in this long-hauler model of coronavirus. That is, of the people who got it and are, quote, long haulers, many of them have an antibody to the spike protein, but it cross-reacts with their own tissue as if your immune system will start to attack your own tissue. And the worst part is it attacks your blood-brain barrier tissue. That prevents your brain from getting inflammation. So it breaks down that barrier in these individuals that have been studied who are long haulers. I don't know. And that's one of the reasons why we care so much about the safety of vaccines and looking at the long-term neurologic issues with vaccines and safety. And that's why we care that these don't cause that same thing, that they're to a different part of the spike protein than the long haulers get. Obviously, the long haulers get something rare. Healthy diet reduces the possibility of open-angle glaucoma in high-risk patients is our odd omega story of the week. That is right. Eating odd omegas, such as in salmon, ocean trout, walnuts, flaxseed, canola oil, and extra virgin olive oil, as well as avoiding simple sugars, added syrup, simple carbohydrates, and avoiding foods with saturated fat, such as red meat, processed red meat, egg yolks. Those things were shown not only to be good for your brain, which they are, but also to decrease the chance of your getting open-angle glaucoma and the increased pressure on the eye from it that causes problems. So that's our odd omega story of the week. More than 90% of radiologists who had sleep disorders did not tell their doctor, were undiagnosed, and after they took this quiz, that is staff people in radiology and in a hospital facility that did a lot of x-rays, they questioned the radiologists, the technicians, etc., 28% of them. Now, they were different shifts, obviously, so that you can get an x-ray at any time of day or night and get it read at any time of day or night. And it turned out 28% of them in this study had a sleep disorder, and 92% of those it was undiagnosed in, meaning they're not getting the appropriate sleep. And that goes with another top story this week. And again, we're doing you, the owner's manual. This is 1022A, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. So what it means to you, if you are someone who has a problem with sleeping or not feeling refreshed after you sleep, see your doctor, see a sleep specialist about it. And one of the questions was, if you fall asleep instantly, is that a good thing? And it can be a good thing or a bad thing. Good thing is maybe you're one of the lucky people who falls asleep instantly, and that's a good thing. But the other situation could be that you're sleep deprived and need more sleep and are not getting enough, so you're falling asleep quickly because you don't get normally enough sleep. How do you differentiate those? It again is knowing, are you getting enough sleep to be well rested the next day? The next story is about, and by the way, this is, to me, it was scary that 90% of medical professionals who work in a radiology, large set of radiology practices, both radiologists and technicians, nurses, etc., who work in those, 28% of them had a sleep disorder when questioned by a sleep specialist and were able to get help for it. 20 delicious high-fiber snacks that will benefit your health and keep you full for hours. That's right, we are not getting enough fiber. Men need about 35 grams, women about 25 grams. Where do you get some? Put some chia seeds in your morning cereal. Chia seeds, if you will, contain about 10.5 grams of fiber per cup and only 150 calories. Greek yogurt plus blueberries. Blueberries and flaxseed are a great combination. Sprouted grain, nuts, edamame, a pear. A medium-sized pear has 5.5 grams of fiber. A cup of raw vegetables and 2 tablespoons of hummus. The raw vegetables get 5 grams of fiber on their own, and the hummus can add some. An oat bran muffin is 5 grams of fiber. 1 apple, 4.5 grams. Not any place near what a pear does. Well, I guess it's pretty close. A pear is 5.5, an apple 4.5. Those are great snacks. An ounce of almonds, pistachios, or sunflower kernels. Just 1 ounce is 3.5 grams. Low-calorie air pop popcorn. 3 grams of fiber per, if you will, per 3.5 cup portion. Any kind of high whole grain nut, if you will, nut butters, etc. Banana is 3 grams of fiber. An orange is 3 grams of fiber. And dark chocolate, a 100-gram bar of dark chocolate with 70% cocoa contains, this is incredible, 11 grams of fiber. I don't know how many calories it is. So chocolate is a great thing, especially when it's dark chocolate with 70% cocoa. The next story is one on health management, how do you lose weight? An online program helps with about 4 pounds lost over the 6 months. Just trying it yourself got you about 2 pounds. The together, about 6 pounds. So they're additive in helping you. So the online health management coaching programs help a lot too. And this is a interesting one, my last story of the week. Social isolation is tied to high blood pressure. Women, not in men. Men get a benefit from marriage, whether it's a good marriage, bad marriage, whether as long as they stay married. They get high blood pressure when they get divorced. And they have high blood pressure when they're single. Women, high blood pressure when they're single, when they're widowed, or when they're divorced, or if they're in a bad marriage. So, women, that friend and befriend, as women do, very important in helping women maintain normal blood pressure. You've been listening, and so where have we gone? So the point is, celery juice, go for it. Vaccines, we need to be really look for their safety factors, but we're getting to understand the mechanism of the long haulers with coronavirus. Healthy diet helps you not only have brain good function, but better eye function. And if you have a sleep disorder, get help for it. Many people don't tell their docs about their sleep patterns. Talk to your primary care doc about it. And, of course, my last favorite one is to get more fiber. Go with a 100-gram chocolate bar, if you will. It contains 10 grams of fiber for that 400, I think it's 400 calories if it's 100 grams of cocoa. Thanks very much for listening. We, of course, are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I'm excited that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements customized to your need. Visit mypersona.com and take the free online assessment. And if you go mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, my name, R-O-I-Z-E-N, you get a discount on your first two orders. They tell you if you need anything or if you don't need anything. Very honest program. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to 1022A of You, the Owner's Manual radio show. The A's are always the latest news of the week and what it means to you. The B's are the great guests, and I can tell you 1022B, a wonderful guest, Dr. Weish of Baylor College of Medicine and Rice University. He's in the bioengineering department there and will talk to us about mesenchymal stem cells and what he calls shielded stem cells, how they're shielded so they can be implanted and can help you improve heart function. If you're unfortunate enough to have a heart attack, this is a research study as of now, so it's not for prime time yet, but it's getting there, and you're going to learn a lot about it. It's important for longevity. Tune into the B segment. Caitlin, thanks for great engineering, but especially to you, our listeners, thank you for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Rate us wherever you download us from, whether it's iHeart or RadioMD or the Apple Network. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.